Okay, we're now going to learn the entirety of Perek Shvi'i, the seventh of the eight chapters of the Rambam, his introduction to Pirkei Avos. Actually, even though last week we did a quick chazara for those people who were new to what we were doing, it was last week, 2 weeks ago, I don't remember, but happens to be that the seventh Perek also is a good Perek because, I mean, all the Prakim are good Prakim, but happens to be it's a good Perek because he repeats a lot of Yesodos, meaning the purpose of chapters 1 through 6 was to build up and to be able to explain chapter 7. And he's going to say, and I explain this in 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, so when we do that, for people, again, who are new to this Chabura, we're going to explain again some of the old things now in the derech of our guide of the Sefer, Rosh Shlomo Hoffman. So let's begin. Perek Zayin, B'mechitzos V'inyanam, regarding separations and their matters. So what does that mean? Okay? So the Rambam says as follows: Harbe yimatze b'midrashos v'hagavos. We find often in midrashim in Agadata, v'yesh mizeh b'talmud. We find in the Gemara as well. Everyone's there. Kimin ha-neviim mi shiyeres Hashem ma'acharei mechitzas rabos. The neviim, they observe Hashem, so to speak, through many mechitzos, many divisions, many separations. Umehem mi shiru ma'acharei mechitzas muatos. And there are other Nevi'im that see Hashem through lesser separations and lesser divisions. You might all recall this from 11th grade, I think, where you learn Yeshayahu, and you compare it to Yecheskel. The Yecheskel had a certain level of vision. Yeshayahu had a different level of vision, depending on their righteousness, right? So this is what the Rambam is referring to. Lefi erech kirvasim el Hashem. According to the level of their closest to Hashem. So first of all, it's important to note that the Rambam is saying not everybody is the same. Someone can be a bigger tzaddik and closer to Hashem than somebody else. That manifests itself in their nevuah, meaning the level of nevuah that a person has is a manifestation of the closeness they have in their relationship with Hashem. Ve'ilui madregasim nevuah, and it comes out in the level of their nevuah. Ad she'amru, as they say, Shemosh Rabbeinu ras Hashem acharei mechitza echas milutashas. Moshe saw Hashem through a mechitza that was clear. Ratzoni lomar, what I mean is shekufa. It is again clear that it was transparent. Vu omram, and it says histakel bespaklaria hamiira einayim. It was able to see Hashem through a clear aspaklaria. What's a spaklaria? Vespaklaria. What is that? Shem hamare. It is the name of like a window or a mirror, hasui migeshem shakuf. It is made out of a material that is transparent, kigavish, like crystal, v'chazuchuchis, like glass, k'moshi nevar, b'sof kelim, as it explained at the end of Maseches Kelim. Maseches Kelim is all about what item is makabel tuma, can become tame, cannot become tame. So in the discussion there happens to be talking about a window or a mirror, something like that, and there the Mefarshim try to explain what is this aspaklaria regarding the laws of tuma and tara, not relevant to us. But what is relevant to us is this idea that many people who learn Shmona Prakim, they make the mistake of thinking that the things that are discussed in the Sefer are not related to each other, right? We jump from one chapter to the next. You know, the first one was talking about the Kochas HaNefesh, and last week we spoke about the difference between, you know, Kibush HaYetzer and Tikkun HaYetzer, and how a person has to, you know, understand that certain mitzvahs were supposed to simply overcome them, other mitzvahs were simply supposed to channel them in a positive way. And each chapter of Shmona Prakim seems to be unrelated, jumping from one topic to the other regarding Midos. But that's a mistake. There are topics that talk about correcting our midos. There's issues of bechira, free choice. There's issues of nevuah. And it seems that the Rambam is simply including several different issues in the Sefer, but they're not related. Because what does nevuah have to do with tikkun hamidos, right? We come here on Friday to learn Shmona Prakim, to learn what the Rambam says about growth in midos and how we treat one another and ourselves. And now the Rambam wants to waste an entire Friday morning to talk about nevuah, which as far as I know, I have not received, and I guess someone can correct me, you have not received. So what are we doing here talking about nevuah in this context? But the truth is that all the topics that the Rambam brings in Shmona Prakim are part of one complete unit. And the matter of nevuah, which the Rambam is going to go into detail here in the seventh chapter, explains what's required of a person to be a Navi. And it's a central issue of Tikkun HaMidos, because the Navi is the example of the pinnacle of man's ability of what we can accomplish in this world. The greatest human being, the greatest thing a human being can become in the worldview of the Rambam is to be a Navi. And the Navi is a person who managed to organize and to direct all his kochos of nefesh, which we spoke about in the fifth chapter, towards that one true purpose of closeness with Hashem. So really, in the seventh chapter, as Rosh Shlomo Hoffman explains, the Rambam is going to take all the things we learned about Tikkun HaMidos and overcoming and free choice and how we work on ourselves, and he's going to say, do you know what happens when you take all of that and you channel all of the first six chapters into one person? You get a Navi. That's who you become. A Navi is a manifestation of someone who has perfected themselves and worked on becoming a better human being. Let's see. V'hakavana bazeh. The intention is as follows. Ma she'omer lach. What will I tell you? Shebehu. She'anu kvar be'arnu b'perek ha'sheni. We explained in the second of the eight chapters. Ki ha'ma'alos. The positive attributes that a person has. Mehen ma'alos tzichlios, whether they are intellectual attributes. U'mehen ma'alos midos, or whether they are good midos, moral attributes. V'chein ha'pechisios, or the bad side of that. Pachos, that which is lacking. Lacking in pechisios, tzichlios, intellectually. Kesichlos, tipshus, koshi avana, foolishness, stupidity, difficulty, not chapping things. U'mehen pechisios, midos, or person who's lacking in midos. Karov, like Taiva, Gaiva, Kas, Kina, Azus, Avas, Mamon. Do I have to translate all of that? We know what that means, right? Okay. Umasha Domalahan, pursuing all these terrible things. Behin Rabbas mode. There's a lot of bad things a person can do, and a person can have terrible midos in all different types of ways. Ukvar Zecharnu Hachok B'diyasim Perek Ravi. And we explained the rule in the fourth chapter. Ve'elu Apchisios Bichlalan. And the general, someone who is lacking in these areas, hein hamachitos hamavdilos bein haadam ubein Hashem yisaleh. One who is lacking in good midos has separations between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar HaNavi, says the Navi Mevar Bezeh, ki im avanoseichem hayu mavdilim beineichem levein elokeichem. If there are sins, meaning if you have bad midos and you treat other people properly, and you are not a full, complete human being, there are separations between you and Hashem. There is no such thing, says the Rambam. This is so critical to understand. As a person saying, I'm lacking morally in who I am as a person, or a person has terrible midos and they're abusive and they have anger issues and things like that, and still they'll say, but I'm close to Hashem. Right? And again, I don't want to belabor this point. Let's just finish the paragraph. Yomer ki chata'enu. Our sins, hein elu haros, things that are bad, kemoshe zacharnu, hein hamachitzos hamavdilos beinenu lebein yisala. Bad midos, bad qualities, things like pursuing taiva and pursuing excessive luxuries and just filling yourself with olam hazeh separates a person from Hashem. That's the nature of it. It cannot be, says the Rambam, that a person has, you know, a continental breakfast and a very, very fancy lunch and a very fancy dinner and very fancy snacks in the middle, and they spend the whole day lounging around and traveling and jet-setting all over the world and only thinking about themselves, and they'll say, but I'm very close to Hashem. Ze'i'ef shar, says the Rambam. It's not possible. You cannot be filled with taiva and sense of your own kavod and loving yourself so much and also say close to Hashem. It cannot be. It's a natural mechitza between such an individual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Regarding that aspiration to be a Navi, so the Rambam, in the introduction to Shemona Prakam, already told us, and he quoted the Brice of the Mesil Susharim. Mesil Susharim was written after the Rambam, but Mesil Susharim is based on a Brisa in a Gemara in Avodah Zarah from Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. And Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said, Torah Mevila de Zahiris, Zahiris brings you to Zrizis, Zrizis brings you to Nikias, Nikias brings you to Precious, Precious brings you to Kedusha, and Kedusha brings you to Ruach HaKadosh. That, essentially, in one paragraph, is the whole Mesil Susharim. Easier said than done. The Rambam is explaining, and he, by citing this, he's telling us that there's a ladder of our avoda in this world. And as much as a person progresses up that ladder of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, again, which is the basis of the Mesilas Yesharim, so he'll reach closest to Hashem and then Ruach HaKodesh. And when you study in detail what brings a person to Nevuah? When a person learns about what makes a good Navi and what makes a lacking Navi, so then it's not a theoretical matter for the days of the Beis HaMikdash in the future or the past. Because when you learn about what it means to become a Navi, what are you actually learning? You're learning about what it takes to become a great person. It's the same thing. When you open up the laws of Nevuah and you learn about what goes into becoming like these great people, it's not theoretical. You're learning how to become the pinnacle of what a human being can attain. And therefore it matters. And the concept of a Navi and how a person reaches the rank of a Navi is something that's relevant to everybody in this room, no matter where you're holding. The concept of Navu, of how to get to that level, is important. Because anyone who wants to reach some level of Otis Hashem, and anyone who wants to get closer to Hashem, which I assume we all want to do, if that's the case, so then you need to learn how to advance up that ladder and how to get close to Hashem. And every level that a person approaches on that level of a Navi is an accomplishment of Kirvas Hashem. The more you become like a Navi, that means the closer you're becoming to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so the Rambam teaches in detail what are the things that a Navi must achieve perfection in order to become a Navi. He needs to achieve perfection in intellectual virtues and in moral virtues. And that's what the Rambam wants us to know. Okay? Questions? Amazing. Let's keep on going. Vida. Ki kol Navi lo yisnabe elash achar shikano lo ma'alo sasichos kulan. First of all, if you want to become Navi intellectually, you need to acquire all the intellectual levels. You cannot be missing anything if you want to become a Navi. V'rov ma'alo samidos v'chaskosos v'chazakos behem. But in order to become a Navi, you don't need to be perfect in your midos. Okay? You just need to have almost all of it. Most of it. A Navi doesn't have to be perfect in midos. Intellectually, sichli, he does. But again, we're not learning Shemona Prakim and Pirkei Avos to learn about our seichel. That's a discussion for another time. But in the realm of midos, says the Rambam, you don't need to be perfect in midos. V'hu omram, it says, a nevuah shore ela al chacham gibor v'ashir. The Gemara says the nevuah only rests. I'm sure you definitely learned this Gemara in high school. The Gemara says you only become a Navi if you are perfect, if you are great in wisdom, gibor, and asher. Now, simply means to be smart, physically strong, and rich. That does not sound like the things that we are trying to describe here into becoming a great person of our checklist of smart, strong, and rich. So the Rambam needs to explain. Chacham hu kolal ma'alos hasichlos b'lo safek. Chacham means that a person intellectually is well-rounded. And again, not our discussion. We'll put that on the side. V'ashir hu ma'alos hamidos. But ashir does not mean wealth. It means a level of midos, because as we all know, ashir means rotzi lomar ha'istapkos, to be happy with what you have. Lifi shem yikru ha'mistapik b'chelko ashir. As it says, one who is happy with what they have is considered wealthy. V'omram begeder ashir ezu ashir ha'sameach b'chelko. That's what ashiris means, that you're happy with them. And therefore, we see that ashiris, wealth, is a level of midos, to be happy with what you have. That's an important level in order to become a Navi, to be happy with what you have. Kolomar, shu mistapek bama shim silo hazman, that he's sufficing with what he has at that particular time. Ve'enu mitzar al mashalo him silo, and he's not upset over that which he does not have. I heard a great story the other day from a grandson, Rechaim Kanievsky. He said that his grandfather, other Gedol Yisrael, had like no interest at all in food, eating, things like that at all. Like Rav Steinman, like, was a rail thin, and it was barely ate, like, I think ate like a oatmeal and like a coffee, like a cup of water, and like that was the whole thing. That he very, very little food. And but he said his grandfather, Rechaim Kanievsky, was not like that. He would tell his grandchildren, you have to be ochel tov, shasu tov, drink well, yashan tov, sleep well, and learn well. Rechaim Kanievsky was more, modern in that worldview. So he said that one time, one Shabbos, Rebbetzin Kanievsky made ices for dessert. She had ices for dessert. So she came to the table and she served everyone except Rechaim. So Rechaim said, well, I don't get desserts. I don't get, artik in Hebrew is ices. I don't get, how come I don't get dessert? So Rebbetzin Kanievsky said, you don't want. It's not for you. So he said, why? Why is it not for me? He said, because you don't need ice. You don't want ices. No, I'll have. So he gave him the ices, in a bowl, and he took it. So he never had ices before. So he had just finished his plate of challah for Shabbos. And he took the ices, dumped it on the challah plate, and ate the whole thing with a spoon. Meaning he had no concept of like, he wasn't like into food. And he knew that, oh, everyone's having ices. I'm sure it's delicious. So like, I'll have something nice. But like, he like put it on his chullen bowl and like ate the whole thing with a spoon, like all together. Like he had no Havana of like what he was doing with the ices. He just knew that like, you know, it was something people were enjoying. So again, he was happy. He doesn't need fancy food. It doesn't need to be, you know, a fancy steak. It doesn't need to be more than I have. He's happy. People are having ices. So I'll have ices. And he's happy with it. And that's what it means to an usher. Ezu asher chameach b'chelko. It doesn't mean physically wealthy. It means that a person is mistopic with what they have. V'chein gibor. Gamu ma'alos hamidos. Gibor is also a level of midos, but it does not mean physically strong. The person goes to the gym or runs marathons. Roti lomar shuhiyane kochoseno kochosov v'piyadas. He uses his kochos according to his seichel. Again, this is a good review of the previous chapters. The seichel is in charge of our desires. The desires are not pushing our seichel. Our mind is telling us how we should act. As we explained in the fifth chapter, V'amram ezu gibor hakovesh yisro, who is strong, one who overcomes his desires. Meaning, the intellect runs the floor. The mind tells us what we're going to eat, what we're going to go, how we're going to talk, and not that our inner urges push us to do what we feel we need to do, and then our mind rationalizes why our behavior may or may not have been okay. Now, as we said, the Rambam told us, you don't have to have perfect midos to become a Navi. That you're not lacking in any way. And he's going to give some examples. Now, the Rambam can say this. The Rambam is going to give examples of great tzaddikim who, we see, were not perfect in their midos. And nevertheless, they had Navua. Okay, so if you have any angry letters to the editor about speaking about Gadol Yisrael, it's not me, it's the Rambam. He still is in Tveria. You can contact him there. Shahre, Shlomo was a Navi. Ke'edus akasav, it says in Malachim, b'givon nira Hashem. Hashem appeared to Shlomo in Givon. Umatzanu lo beferish p'chisas midos. And we find that Shlomo was lacking in midos. V'hu rov ha-taiva, because he had taiva. V'hu riboy nashim, he had a lot of wives. He had a desire. V'zu mipu'ulos tichonos rov ha-taiva. And this came from an aspect of taiva, which is not good for midos. But he still had, you know, he still had nevuah. Mavor halo al eila chet Shlomo, and it says that these are the things that Shlomo sinned in. V'chein David al v'shalom, David HaMelech, Navi, he was a Navi. How do I know? Because it says in Shmuel Beis, Li diber tzur Yisrael, the tzur Yisrael, the God of Israel, spoke to me. Matzunu ba'al achzarius. But we also know that David had the midah of cruelty. How do I know that? And even though David used his midah of cruelty to be a warrior and to kill our enemies, via Rachman Yisrael, and he had mercy on the Jewish people, but we know from the book of Divrei Hayamim, Shehashem lo matzu roi lebinyan beis hamikdash, that Hashem found David unworthy to build the beis hamikdash, lerov ma shaharak, because in his nature, David seeks out blood. He was a warrior. And that, in some way, is a lacking in his midos, because he had this netia towards killing and cruelty and things like that. V'amalo, it says in Divrei Hayamim, lo tivneh. Lo, I see why that's exciting. Lo tivneh bayis l'shmi ki damim rabim shafacht. You may not build my temple, says Hashem. Because you murdered, you killed people. And yes, it was necessary, but David's midos were towards level of cruelty. Umatsanu Elio, it says by Eliyahu Navi, Zachor Latov, midos hakas. He was angry. And he used this anger in order to fight against the Avodah Zarah and to defend the Jewish people, or the Jewish people who were doing the wrong thing. And he directed his anger at that. But Hashem said, the Chacham say, Hashem said to Eliyahu Navi, like, you gotta chill out a little bit. No one is gonna be good with my children, says Hashem to Eliyahu, if you're gonna be such a kanai. You're gonna be so zealous in the way that you treat them. Shu yamisam, you're gonna kill them if you keep it up. And Shmuel Hanavi, He had the midah of being fearful. He was afraid. That was a lack of midos, because he was afraid to go anoint David HaMelech, and Shaul was going to find out and kill him, and that was a lack of his bitachon in Hashem. And Yaakov Avinu was nisyarem and pekisha seisav. He had a fear. He didn't have total trust as well. Ve'elu hamidos kiyotze behem, and these midos as well. Hein mechitos hanavim. These are all mechitos. They're all make separations between the Navi and Hashem, Aleihem HaShalom. Umi shehayu lo meham shtei midos, a person who has two, or shalosh, or three, bilti mumatzos, things that are not bilti mitzuesos. Again, this is a good review. The Rambam says, what does it mean to be in control of midos? It means that they are the derech hamamutza, which means the middle path. Now we explain, the middle path does not mean at the 50-yard line. That right, if being angry, you know, if being angry 20 times a day means you have an anger problem, and being angry, you know, 0 times a day means you have no anger problem, or you're like a shmata, so maybe the right middle ground is to be angry 10 times a day. That's obviously not correct as well. It's not okay to be angry 10 times a day. The Rambam does not mean derech hamamutza, that it's in between some sort of, you know, markers that we made up in our head. Derech hamamutza means that that your seichel decides when you're going to use that midah. That I, standing in the middle, decide at this point, I don't need to go in that direction, or I do need to go in the direction, because I stand over here and I choose when to go in one extreme or when to go in the other extreme. So the Rambam says, if you are bilti mimuetzes, if you lack in that derech hamamutza, that middle path in two or three areas, you can still be a Navi. What it just means, though, is that you're only perceiving Hashem through two or three mechitzos. There's two or three barriers of separation between you and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Good? Let's continue. V'al tarchik, do not be surprised, hayos chisaron k'tzas hamidos m'ma'at b'madregas nevuah. That having lacking in midos allows you still to have the level of nevuah. We do find sometimes that having a number of lackings in morality will prevent a person from having nevuah totally. Let's say, for example, like Kas, Amru. The Gemara says, whoever displays anger, he's a Navi, his nevuah will be removed, taken away from him. We bring a proof from Elisha HaNavi. We don't need time for the whole background right now, but there was a king of Israel, his name was Yehoram ben Achav. Yehoram was Achav, maybe we're familiar with, he was a pretty bad king. He had a son who was Yehoram. He was also pretty bad, just like his father. And Elisha got upset at him, and he expressed kas, achahaser kaso, until he removed his anger, he was unable to have nevuah. That's why it says in Malachim Beis, v'atakechuli minagim, bring the instruments, bring the people to the instruments so they could play music in order to calm down Elisha, so he'd be able to have his nevuah back again. Or a person who has worry, who is depressed, mourning over Yosef, being sad and depressed is not good for nevuah, until it was announced that he was alive. Amar, it says in Bereishis, and the spirit of Yaakov was revived inside. Amar, Hatargum, says the Targum Onkelos, this is just an interesting side point. The Rambam is now telling us, what does Targum Onkelos do? What does Targum Onkelos do? It is Mefarish Inyanim HaMikubal Moshe Rabbeinu. It explains traditions from Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam understands, again, not our point for today, but what does the Rambam understand? That Onkelos is explaining everything from Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single word of Onkelos, says the Rambam, is a Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it say? V'shareis ruach nevuah al Yaakov avion. That the ruach hakodesh came back to Yaakov. V'loshen hachachamim. And the rabbis explain, ein hanevuah, shora lo mitoch atzlus. Nevuah does not come to a person if they are lazy. V'lo mitoch atzlus if they are sad. El mitoch dvar simcha. Rejoicing, being happy. You need to be a happy person if you want to get nevuah. Sad, depressed, angry, alone, bitter people do not get nevuah. It's also bad midos. Now let's talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam's favorite person. Vakasher. Yeda Moshe. And let's talk about Moshe. Shalom nishara lo mechitza shlo kara. There was no mechitza that Moshe Rabbeinu had not ripped through. Moshe had complete access to Hashem. Shekvar nishlamu bo ma'alos hamidos kulan. Moshe was perfect in his midos, ba'amalos asichlios kulam, and intellectually. Bikesh lahasigas Hashem ala misas mitzioso. He wanted to come to understand and know Hashem in his, you know, in his level of in his essence. Hoil below nishar monea, because said Moshe, well, I have nothing in the way, so I might as well know Hashem completely and totally. Va'amar hareini nas kodecha. He says to Hashem, show me your glory. I want to see the whole thing. Vahudiu v'yisaleh, and Hashem told him, she'efshal zeh lo zeh b'yos seicha matzli l'chomer. It is not possible that a human brain is able to comprehend all of Hashem's godliness. Rotzelomer, meaning, ba'asher hu adam, meaning, was there anything lacking in Moshe Rabbeinu to get Nebuah? Was there anything lacking in Moshe Rabbeinu to get Nebuah? Was he missing anything? Hello? No. What was the only problem? He was a human being. Just, there's so much a human being can do. This can handle. At a certain point, it can't, does not have the capacity to simply understand. But there's nothing wrong with Moshe. It's just that he was a human being. For who Omru? And it says, Ki lo yareini adam v'chai. Says Hashem, you cannot live that, you cannot comprehend this and live. Meaning, if I had a toaster, right? If I had a toaster oven and I plug it into the wall, it works. There's the right amount of power going to the toaster oven, right? But if I went to a local power plant, I don't know where a local power plant is, but if I went to a local power plant and I took my toaster oven and I plugged it into the reactor in the power plant, what would happen to my toaster oven? It would explode. Why? Because it simply can't handle it. It's too much. Meaning, says Hashem, they're right, Moshe, there's nothing wrong with you. But if I show you everything there is to know, you're going to blow up. You can't handle that amount of information. Hine, lo nishara beinu vein hasagas Hashem, ala misas mitzioso. The only thing that was remaining that he wanted to know was to know the MS of Hashem. He wanted to peek behind the curtain. What is Hashem all about? El mechita echas behira, hu haseicha anoshi abilti nivdal. The only thing that was stopping him was that he had a human brain, but there was nothing else in the way. We want to improve our midos so that our yetzer, our urges, are not going to distort our reason and distance us from the truth. And our goal in Avodas Hashem is to reach a state of true reason, where our seichel knows emes, and we think clearly, and we understand things clearly. And we're not going to be influenced, and we're going to be free from the yetzer hara in order to achieve a real understanding of Torah and dveikus with Hashem. Because Hashem is emes. The Chos Moshe Hashem, says the Gemara, is emes. We want to understand that emes. The more our brain is aligned with emes, the more our mind thinks in a truthful way, comprehends things in a truthful way, we use our brain in a proper way, then the closer we are to the emes that is Hashem. Now, so what does that mean? Let's give a mashal. Can a person concentrate on learning, even if they're angry, right? You want to go to a shir, you want to open up a sefer, but someone just said something to you that is so upsetting, or they really bothered you. Is a person able to clear out their mind and to sit down and to learn? A person whose seichel is clear is able to compartmentalize and say that that person did something that was upsetting, but now it is time to go and do something else, and I can put that on the side as well. Or let's say a person's involved in a family simcha and there's a lot going on. Are they able to overcome those emotions and still be present and behave in a proper way? Or let's say a person's glass is broke, or they're hungry, or thirsty, they're tired. There's noise around you. There's too much music. There's a fly buzzing around the room, right? How often does it happen? A fly comes into the room and the whole class like devolves into chaos because of a fly or a bee, whatever it is, right? And everything falls apart. What it means is that the seichel of the person is not connected enough to MS. Their seichel is not in charge. Their yetzer, their urges, are telling their seichel how to react. They're shutting down, they're overwhelmed, they're having an attack, because even though intellectually they know, there's no reason that I should be upset about this, if you ask them point blank, but their yetzer is so, and their urges are so strong, that it overpowers everything else. It doesn't mean the person's a bad person. What it means is that there's work to be done in the area of their seichel, to make sure their intellect is running the floor in that case. In other words, our mental processes are influenced by our emotional state, which can either help or hinder our reason. And the Rambam lists all of these things that we said in the beginning. And the more we have our seichel running everything, and this is what he wants to tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu, that ha-seichel anoshi ha-bilti nivdal. The brain is a funny thing. It does a lot of amazing things. But we also need to understand that it can be controlled by our urges. And we want to make sure that our seichel, our intellect, is that which is in charge. To the extent that we can reach the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the only thing that's stopping us from getting to an extreme level of understanding is the fact that we're human beings. But that's the level that we want to try to attain. So then says the Rambam, V'yishpi alav, yisala, and Hashem gave him a gift. So Hashem said, you're not going to get everything, but I'll give you a gift, and I'll give you much more understanding than you could have had before. And this tachlis, this thing you're never going to get to, because you're baal geshem, not rain, but gashmius. So you're a physical being. V'kina. And we call this, we name this, amisis hasaga, berias panim. To have a true understanding of Hashem is called Riyas Panim. And we see Hashem's face. What does that mean? Ki Adam im yere pnei chavero. When you see the face of your friend. Tikna lo benafsho tsura shol yisbalbal ba'im zulaso. When you have a facial recognition, you see someone's face, what does that mean? That means I'm going to know that you're you and you're not the other person because your face looks different. So I can register this is one thing and it's not the other person. If I only see the back of a person's head, even though I remember what the back of your head looks like, if you only ever see the back of a person's head, are you really ever going to know for sure, looking at them from the back, that you know that's that person? No, there's always going to be something, because in the back, I don't know, everyone's people look the same. It's hard to know exactly from the back. From the front, from the panim, you're never going to make a mistake. But from the back, it's not so clear. You might mix people up. Kain has saga so yisalal MS. The same thing comes to understanding MS. He she yiknem amisas mitzios benefesh mashalu yishatef mitzios ahi zulasa min amzos ad she imatze benafsho es mitzios achokuka nifred zmash yimtze benafsho mitzios shar nimzos. Meaning you come to understand that this is the MS. To see Hashem in his panim, in Hashem's face, kaviyachol, means that I know that this is the MS. I'm not going to confuse the reality with anything else. I know exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is and what Hashem is, you know, what is not, you know, with Hashem. V'yevshel ha-sagas adam ze'ashir min ha-saga. A person can never know that for sure. Aval hu alav ha-shalom hisig lamatim izamat. Moshe Rabbeinu was, like, just at the limit of what a person can understand. V'sharkina oso, v'ri'isa sacharai. That's what Hashem says, you'll see my back. And says the Rambam, I'm actually going to write about this in a book about Nevuah. What's the Rambam talking about? It's not clear. Maybe it's Mor Nevuchim, maybe it's part of the Mishnah Torah, but it's not clear. Last paragraph. V'kasha yedu ha-chachamim alei ha-mashalim. The rabbis tell us, these aspects of lacking in something, to be lacking intellectually, to be lacking in midos, that is the mechitz between you and Hashem. There's only two things separating you from Hashem. Bad midos and having a corrupt, you know, way of thinking. That's the only thing that's separating you. And the difference between Nevi'im is how great their midos were or how great their seichel was. Amruel kitzasam. Lama sharom chachmas midosayim. Ruyim shishishura aleim shchina kamosh rabbeinu. The Gemara describes great sages, great Tanayim, that they said about them that if there would have been Nevuah, he would have had the shchina like Moshe Rabbeinu. Is that even possible? No, it's not possible. What they mean is, but al yisaleim, don't be confused. Mimcha inyan hadimyon. The comparison is not exact. But b'shem dimu osama lov lo shishavim amo. They're making a comparison. They're not equalizing chas lekel chas v'shal. Meaning, what do they mean? When I say this person could be like Moshe Rabbeinu, if it wasn't for that we didn't have Ruach HaKodesh Nadez, what am I saying? What I mean is their midos are so exquisite. Their intellect is so exquisite. That's what I'm saying. Someone's like Moshe Rabbeinu, it means in their level of midos, of how they conduct themselves, and their understanding. We say by Yehoshua, Al-Ofen Asher Zacharno, as he explained before as well, V'zeu in Asher Techavanu, Labar B'zeu Perek, and this is all I wanted to explain in this Perek. Ad Kan Li Rambam.